This is KUT
Austin.
Stop.
This week, KUT and the Austin Monitor wrapped up a series of forums with the candidates running in 5 city council races. Among the issues discussed were the candidates' stances on Proposition A. It asks voters to raise property taxes to help pay for Project Connect, the transit expansion plan. As KUT's Samuel King reports, service under the plan would vary by council district, and support for the project varied as well.
The only open seat on the council is District 2, which covers Southeast Austin. Capital Metro Board Vice Chair and Mayor Pro Tem Delia Garza is leaving the council to become Travis County Attorney. Candidate Vanessa Fuentes supports Prop A, but says it's just a start for better transit service in the district.
The western portion of District 2 will benefit immensely from Project Connect. However, I do not think Project Connect is good enough for our southeast quadrant of our community, and especially for our community in Del Valle.
Under the Project Connect initial investment plan, part of the proposed Orange Line train would run at the district's edge, and the new Blue Line would run to Austin-Bergstrom International Airport. There would also be a new Metro Rapid bus line along Pleasant Valley Road and extended Metro Rapid service down to South Park Meadows. There would also be multiple neighborhood circulators, like Cap Metro's pickup service in several areas across the district. Fellow candidate David Chinkanchin also supports the plan, but 2 other candidates in the race, Casey Ramos and Alex Stringer, are opposed. In District 4, Councilmember Greg Kassar is running to hold on to his seat, which covers parts of North and Northeast Austin. Portions of the Red Line already serve District 4, and both the Blue and Orange Lines would run near the western boundary of the district. The Gold Line, which would initially be a bus line with its own dedicated lanes, would also run through parts of the district. Kassar says that would drastically cut times for commuters.
We could actually have a real mass transit system that we deserve that is fully electric, that gets you in the middle of rush hour. You won't have to sit in traffic and can get downtown from District 4 in 20 minutes and out to the airport not that much longer than that. That's what a big city needs. It's badly what our essential workers need.
As for Kassar's opponents in the race, Ramsey Setapenray supports Prop A, while Lewis Heron III is opposed. District 6 Councilmember Jimmy Flanagan has been a big proponent of transit, often tweeting about his commutes on the Metro Express buses, so his support of Project Connect is no surprise. For District 6, the plan includes upgrades to the Red Line, more park and rides, as well as new Metro Express commuter bus routes.
This is the type of system that provides a lot of important benefits to District 6 because D6 knows you cannot just keep widening 183 to solve a traffic problem. If you're like me and you lived through it, you know the traffic is worse when 183 got built, finished, than it was before we moved out here.
But his opponents in the District 6 race, Dee Harrison, Mackenzie Kelly, and Dr. Jennifer Muschtaler, are opposed. Kelly cited the program's expense.
It shouldn't be financed with property taxes. It's way too expensive, and the economy is in a serious recession.
Both participants in the District 7 forum strongly support Project Connect. Councilmember Leslie Poole is facing Morgan Witt. Orange and Blue Line train stops would serve the district, with Metro Rapid service continuing up to Tech Ridge. The proposed Burnett Metro Rapid line would also serve parts of the district. Poole says the benefits would be worth the increase in property taxes, which she says is less than what opponents of Project Connect claim.
The tax rate is going up 25%, but your taxes are not going up 25%. And that's because the city of Austin is just one of 5 taxing entities. And our share is about 22 to 23% of the total bill. And we all know that AISD has the lion's share of over 50%.
Besides District 6, the most skepticism about Project Connect and Prop A came from the candidates in District 10. It's understandable, as both have some of the least densely populated areas in the city, with topography that can make transit challenging. Even Councilmember Allison Alter says she was initially skeptical.
It took me about 3 years of working many hundreds of hours on it, but I believe it provides the comprehensive system that the previous ballot initiatives lacked. It provides a financing mechanism that allows us to be transparent with a tax rate election, which will cost less than bonds.
None of the proposed new rail lines would run in District 10, but there would be 2 new park and rides, as well as new Metro Express commuter service. There would also be additional neighborhood circulators, which Cap Metro says can serve as an alternative in areas not conducive to traditional bus lines. While Alter and Pujasethi are in support of Project Connect, the other three candidates that took part in the KUT forum, Belinda Green, Ben Easton, and Robert Thomas, are against it. Here's Green.
They say 45% of it will be federally funded, but that's not guaranteed yet. We don't know that it will be federally funded.
But Capital Metro is pointing to several projects across the country that have received funding in the past few years. A light rail project in Minneapolis received a green light just a few weeks ago. The funding and implementation of Project Connect would be overseen by a new local government corporation, the Austin Transit Partnership. The five-member board would be made up of a member from both the Austin City Council and the Cap Metro Board. Both bodies would also have to approve the other three members, experts on finance, engineering and construction, and community planning and sustainability. Another ballot measure, Proposition B, would authorize the city to borrow money to pay for street upgrades, new bikeways and urban trails, and continue to build out or repair the city's sidewalk network. Voters will have their chance to weigh in on the council races and the transportation proposition soon. Early voting begins on Tuesday. Samuel King, KUT News.